and reconciliation. Right. We know that God was the first bridge builder by sending Jesus. Jesus built the first bridge. Aren't you glad the day that you cross over from death across that bridge into heaven, into the heavenly realm? How many of you know what I'm talking about?
I think it's too loud about that.
I want to talk tonight specifically about building bridges between races. It's interesting in Revelation 22, verse 1. This has always intrigued me, this verse. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And this is the thing. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Amen. That's always intrigued me because it's not just a metaphor. We know that it's not physical healing because the moment that we are taken to heaven, we have a new body. Now, to understand this, the word nations is ethnos, which means races of people. It's amazing to think that we know all that's going to happen in heaven. But that verse there intrigues me. It intrigues me because there needs to be healing when the race is in heaven. Now, that's interesting to me. That tells me that not everybody that's a Christian has the right attitude towards another race. Doesn't mean they're not a Christian. They just don't want to be with them, or they just dislike them. Is it possible? And I'm not, I've read the commentaries, I'm not making a declaration of, that I have the revelation on this, but that is there for a purpose, because if you go back in the Bible, the whole problem with mankind is they hate another race.
Right, yeah.
That's what the wars are about. I want to give you some bridges that needed to be built tonight. We're going to look at four or five of them. First of all, the Israelites. The Egyptians hated the Israelites. But you know what happened? There was a bridge at one time to the Israelites. Because when Joseph was there, that Pharaoh liked Joseph, and he extended a bridge to Joseph and to his family, Jacob. But when he died, that Pharaoh died, there arose another one that did not reckon. He destroyed the bridge that was there.
Right.
Exodus 3:7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. God says, okay, the bridge was destroyed, but now I need to find a man that will help me build this bridge. Can I say, dear ones, you and I are the modern day Moses to build a bridge to those that are afflicted.
Amen.
That's the primary job of the church. Primary job of the church, sure, we have our needs met. But listen, just getting my needs met doesn't mean that I'm a bridge builder.
That's right.
And the Israelites needed that bridge built. And it's too bad it was destroyed. We all know people who, they don't even talk to certain people anymore.
That's right.
We all know Christians that don't even talk to other Christians. They used to go to church and wouldn't talk to them. They didn't want to talk to them. And somehow we feel like, well, yeah, I'm going to heaven, they're going to heaven. But this is my question. If someone, you have two believers that are Christians, and because of something happens, they don't talk to each other and they don't want to, what's going to happen when they both step into eternity at the same time?
Yeah. That's right.
That's why we need the leaves for the healing of the, because something's going to have to, it can't be just like we just get there and oh, whatever, okay, I'll talk to you now. There's got to be a healing here.
Amen.
And when I talk about physical healing, that's done instantly, but I think there's things we don't understand yet that we're not just going to get there having harbored or not been a bridge builder, and it's just going to be everything's going to be hunky dory. I don't believe that, because that's not who God is. He's going to talk to us about some things.
Right.
Second thing, the slaves in Cape Coast Castle, located in Ghana, West Africa. Now, if you've ever researched this, they had between 10 and 40 million slaves go through there. And if you look at the facility that took years to build, interesting fact there, they had a big church there, but it was not for the slaves. So while people were in church singing hymns, the slaves were being mistreated. I can't believe all the people in the church, there had to be some that were Christians there singing hymns. Why didn't they want to build a bridge? That's interesting. That you can be praising God, but not wanting anything to do. Interesting, isn't it? I see it everywhere. I'm not blind. I'm not naive. I try to talk to people from any denomination. It's interesting. We even have things between denominations, you know. I talk to somebody and they're a certain denomination and they might not believe in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, whatever. And once I mention about, you know, we're full of gospel, it's like, and I'm out of there. Oh, yeah, they don't say it, but oh, you believe in women preachers and gifts of the Spirit. I mean, it's like, really? I'm trying to build a bridge over to you about with Jesus on it. It's everywhere, folks. This is the thing. How many really believe God can use you to be a bridge builder?
Amen.
A bridge builder in this hour. How about the Jews in World War II? Germans hated the Jews. Why do they hate the Jews? Why does man hate another race? Well, we know the cause of it is the devil.
Right.
He came up with a plan to divide us. Amen. 6 to 8 million died. Where was the bridge builders that were Christians in Germany? Dieter von Trapp. Bonhoeffer, excuse me, was a pastor there, and he tried to gather the churches, he tried to gather, but he was killed 3 weeks before the World War II ended. You see, I believe there were some bridge builders there, but you know, we're living in times today. The church has got to build the bridge.
Right.
I'm not to put up any walls with any race. I'm not to treat one race different than the other. That's our problem. And to say it's not in the church world is a lie. We're not being real. A segregated place on Sunday morning sometimes is the church, and it's wrong. That's not how heaven is. And you know what I love about Bishop John? That's how Bishop John was. Hispanic from the, he was a Hispanic from the Hispanic Bronx of New York City, but he loved everybody. All around him, loving everybody, Africa, India, and I just caught that spirit that he held. Oh, yes, God. One of the greatest times in my life was in Calvary Life, African American church. I was the only white boy there, but I tell you what, God used me. I heard the greatest preachers from Africa, and it did something. It knit me together. I even dated a girl. I mean, I had a time of my life. You see, we're really not free until we can build a bridge to somebody of a different race.
Right.
We can sing songs, and I'm free. I'm not free. If I treat one color different than the other, I'm not free if I treat someone in a denomination different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
I can sing it, but I'm not free.
Mm-hmm.
We're never to look down on men.
Right.
We are to look up to God.
Yes,
for his perspective about man.
Yes, Lord.
How about the Native Americans? millions died, land sold. You know, what is such a lie is when I was growing up and watching the cowboy movies and Indians, how they displayed that it was the Indian's fault. It was a lie from hell. When the books are open in heaven, we'll find out it was man that lied and stole and took land and broke treaties. It was not the American Indians, Native Americans. And we've been sold this bill of goods. And I thank my Lord Jesus Christ that one day driving to church, as I opened the paper and saw on the Red Lake Indian Reservation, a young man killed his grandparents and shot 6 students. The Holy Spirit said, I want you to go there. And went there, and the pastors wet a building that wouldn't even keep tools in for their church. And thank God for that grace as we've supported that church and that widow woman to help her in her 70s. I want to be a bridge builder. Yes. Not just intending me to be blessed. Yes. Or just to do my ministry. Millions died, land stolen, and the trail of tears where they made thousands to walk during the winter. Hundreds of miles and many died. No compassion. Not building a bridge. You see, God's looking for bridge builders. I want to talk to you about the unwilling bridge builder. And he's not a sinner. He's a prophet. He's in the house of God. But he was unwilling. Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and then he did, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. We've all read this many times. I want to look at it tonight like someone who was unwilling, even though he was a child of God, to build a bridge. You see, verse 8, after he was thrown overboard, swallowed by the fish, he finally cries out to God. And he says this in verse 8, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. I'm going to say it this way too. They that observe lying vanities forsake being merciful. Why did he hate the Ninevites? They were cruel. They were idol worshippers. They were sinners. And he hated them. Now this is a prophet. Now, he goes and preaches 40 days, and they repent. Look at verse 8 of chapter 4. And it came to pass that the sun did arise, and God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished himself to die. He said, it's better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, to you, dost thou well to be angry for the Lord? He said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. And the Lord said, thou hast had pity on the gourd for that which is not labored, neither made it grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. And should I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 6,000 persons that cannot, 600,000 actually, that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand in much cattle? This is so. This is so amazing. He was doing the ministry, but he wouldn't build a bridge to the people. Right. Don't ever let God use you That's what Jonah did. And you know what the ironic thing about this is? God showed him mercy. And he wouldn't show it in his heart and attitude. How dare we not show mercy to another race? How dare we use our ministry as some type of spiritual cloud to think that I can avoid people, even in the church? Yeah, I can say, well, I don't really want to know you. I don't want to associate with you. How dare we, after the mercy God has shown us? Yes.
Amen. Amen.
If we're ever going to make a difference in our city and in this church, we're going to have bridge builders, not just church attenders.
Yes.
We're going to have people that reach out.
Yes.
And when you pull up to a drive-thru and they're a different race, tell them God bless you.
Yes.
And if someone comes up and you know, they go to a different church, God bless you.
Yes.
Let's be bridge builders.
Amen.
Notice that the primary fruit of not being a bridge builder is anger towards people and God.
Yeah.
He wanted God to burn him up. And that's why he went up on the hill, folks. He knew about Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, I don't like him either, God. I'll do the ministry. If I have to. Yeah, I guess I'll go. You showed me mercy. I'll go. Well, I'm going to sit up here with my Dunkin' Donuts coffee and I'm going to watch you burn them up because that's what they deserve. Well, hey, Jonah, baby, what do you deserve? You almost caused the ship and all the men to die.
That's right.
And if you had not told them to throw you overboard, the whole ship would have gone down, you would have died, and they would have died. That showed you mercy. If I'm not a bridge builder, it's because I need to go back to the cross and realize you and I were seconds away from going to hell. There are people in the news all the time. 36 years old, died in a car accident instantly. A guy was up in Canada. He was going through a drive-thru. He dropped his car. He has two children, loving one. Dropped his car down between the drive-thru and the door, and he reached out to get it, but somehow the car went forward and crushed him to death. Did he know he was going into eternity? If we're going to be bridge builders, we must understand, not everybody's going to like you. When I go to the store, I talk to everybody, every race, some I can tell as soon as I say something. They're like, man, what do you want? And others are like, hey, praise God. Well, I'm going to keep building bridges because, see, I ain't got the problem. You got it. I mean, if you treat me wrong, whatever. I hope God saves you. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm
going
to love everybody.
Amen.
See, the Jews hated the Samaritans.
Amen.
That's why even the disciples, even the church disciples, came up and go, what on earth, Jesus, are you talking to a Samaritan for?
Right.
Church folks. Really? Because sometimes we fall into this rut and we just talk to the same people in the church that have our race, the same all the time. We never, anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to ask ourselves a question. Well, I don't want to get to know them. I don't know them.
That's right.
Not a bridge builder. I'm going to give you these things as a review and I'm going to close. Genesis 33:4. We talked about this someday. This is about Esau and Jacob. We know that they had stuff between them, and Jacob sent a gift to Esau because he was coming to kill him. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him and then wept. Wow, we always talk about he sold his birthright. We know that. And I tell you what, to me, he didn't redeem his birthright, but he redeemed his character. Aren't you glad, even though when we have misuse our spiritual inheritance.
Yeah.
And we have sold some things we ought not in our life, but God still can be merciful if we'll have a change of heart.
Yeah.
Do you want, when people come to this assembly, just to, oh, I love the preach, love the words, love the coffee, love the donuts, or do you want them to sense an atmosphere that they are accepted? said it's a spiritual solution.
Right.
Come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Mm.
Well, he uses us to impart the rest.
Right.
What did he do? He ran. Everybody say ran.
Ran.
You've got to be a bridge builder. There's got to be some effort towards it. You got to make an effort to say, hey, God loves you. Say, I love you. You don't know the person. God loves you. Secondly, you got to embrace. One thing I cannot stand is cold Christianity. I cannot stand cold hot dogs. I cannot stand getting the leftover spaghetti and not heating it and eating it. I can't stand leftover pizza. People eat it the next day and they don't keep, I ask Debbie, heat it up. I don't like to heat it up. I can't eat it. I hate robotic type of Christianity. That's just, you know, embrace it. Come on, let your love out. Come on, bridge builders, let your affection out.
Amen.
Come on, bridge builders, let your thoughtfulness out. Let your kindness out. Yes. We don't let it out now. When will we let it
yes,
out?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Then he fell on his neck. Humility. People that are proud don't build bridges.
That's right.
They destroy.
That's right.
Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the bridge that Israel had. Killed people and he took some. He destroyed that whole city of Jerusalem. God didn't like that. That's in the preacher's life. That book. Everybody's ever seen that book. God didn't like that. See, I got some angels. God didn't like that. He's never, you know, you should not have done that. You should not. How do you know? Our beginning scripture says all things are of God. In other words, God is involved. He doesn't do all things, but he'll take all things and he'll work his plan. He says, you know, you should not have done that.
Right.
Because I'm going to send some wise men to you, and they're going to touch you, and they're going to prophesy to you, my prophet Daniel, and then you're not even going to listen because you destroyed a bridge that I, for thousands of years, I was working on, and what I'm going to cause you to be the most humble man that ever was. You're going to eat grass like a cow. Don't tell me God can't. Get his fall from his neck. Then he kissed him. And you know, as we close, this is all we need. Don't ever, if you haven't worked things out in your heart towards somebody or a race, don't put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say I love you if you really don't.
That's right.
Don't be kissing nobody you don't really mean it.
Amen.
Paul said, greet one another with a holy kiss. Well, we know we're not going there. That wouldn't work. Then he wept. He wept because he forgot the relationships. For the most precious thing on this earth. Not my ministry, not my calling, but how I deal with relationships. Because ministry and calling have nothing to do. You can, people mess up relationships and they stop their ministry. He realized all the wasted years, but he could have been with Jacob and his children and having, and now it hit him and they both wept. I remember Jesus movement. We had services on Sunday morning, 8:30, 10:30, 6 o'clock, Tuesday night, Thursday night. And I remember for 3 years, I'd say, probably there wasn't less than 30 or 40 people saved at us. Yeah. And one of the things that always touched is when someone came up we got to build the bridge.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Once you meet the real Jesus generation, X or Y, whatever you are, then it will be the same.
Right.
I guess my question is, will you be a bridge builder? Are you going to run into people that have destroyed the world? Your bitterness, all sorts of things. I don't know what that is. Well, we all do. The servant's not above his master, Jesus said. What they did to the master is going to happen to us. If he was betrayed, we're going to be betrayed. My old familiar friend has lifted up his heel. People have been close to the church. Now they won't even talk to each other. You see, bridges are broken. And the devil laughs as we go about our little spiritual things every week. But God says, I need a Moses to build a bridge. I need a David to build a bridge. I don't need a Jonah to go through the motions but really dislike another race. I need a Paul. Who said I? He said this. I am bound to the wise, the unwise, the Jew, the Greek, the foolish. My bridge is not limited. God by the church like that? Because see, it won't happen anywhere else. But in God's house. It's not going to happen at your work. It's not going to happen in the army. It's not going to happen in the government. It's not going to happen in the racetrack. It's not going to happen in the NFL. Because this is the only place where God said He would dwell when we come together.
Amen.
So the importance of being a bridge builder is beyond our comprehension. God's looking for a church. He's looking for a people. He's looking for you and me. God saw way back, 1600s, when the organized church began to charge money for penance and sins and all that stuff. And God says, that's not me, Jesus. That's not me. That's not representative of me.
Right.
So he found a monk, a priest, Martin Luther. And he's so moved, and will you be a bridge builder for me?
Yeah.
It says, yes. And he went and he wrote down 99 things, thesis, 99 things that were against the Word of God, the established church, and he nailed it to Wittenberg's door on that church. And the Reformation started. Because God had burned in his heart the just will live. God found a man in 1800s, George Whitfield, Jonathan Edwards. But God found you. And He's looking to you as He is to me and to this house and to every house, says His name. Go through the motions. There's an altar somewhere if someone needs to get their heart cleansed. Church, we're in a crucial hour. We don't have time to go back and relearn stuff. Bridge building. We're not called to be happiness. One of the things we should pray constantly is, God, make me real. Don't make me cover up my attitude towards another race with spiritual jargon. An arrogant type of self-righteous talk when I really don't want to be with them and I really don't like them. We're not in the seventh grade. It's not for us to be a rich builder. I just happen to believe that our Lord Jesus Christ has favor and blessing upon a person in a congregation that are bridge builders in His moment. Not just coming and doing ministry, because you can do that like Jonah and not be a bridge builder. Pray for those that despitefully use you. God rose up. Martin Luther King, Baptist Christian, built a bridge before he gave his dream to God. I have a dream. Said it's not that men don't try. Many of those in that church in Ghana singing hymns probably were believers, but they were blind to their own self-righteousness. It's not that we don't try. Paul says we come short. It's easy to judge people because of their behavior. And I'm not called to be Judge Judy. I'm called to show mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Jonah wasn't merciful. Well, he was a prophet. He was a great preacher because they 600,000 turned, repented. He's got to be a pretty good preacher. But he thought that spiritual gift was more important than his mercy, and it is not. I'd rather be with a kind man than a man who's a great preacher but he's mean. I don't need someone to flaunt their gift and they don't treat people right.
Amen.
One of the things about Dr. Billy Graham, he had a big crusade. I'm not sure if it was California, it was somewhere, and they were going to segregate the people. And Billy Graham says, "No, you're not." He says, "I'm not doing that." I mean, can you imagine Christians, the people that put the rally on would even think that way? Why are you going to take the man above? Say, what are you talking about? But he was a bridge builder. And they say 50 million people heard him preach. Why? Where's the Billy Graham? Where's the church? Do you stand with us this afternoon, tonight, or at least? Paul said he was caught up. We thank you for watching tonight. You know, Jesus is the bridge. Take you out of hell to heaven. You simply ask Him in your heart, and ask Him to forgive you your sins, and believe He died and rose the third day. You'll be saved. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Each one of us say, "Yes, Lord." We refuse to be Jonah. We want to be like Jesus.
Yes.
We love every man, every woman, every color, every size.
Yes, Lord.
We love the Jewish people. Even though they rejected him, he still came into his own, but he still loved them. He loved Judas. "Friend, thou betrayest the Son of God with a kiss." He called him friend. Oh, God, help us. Be like Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.